This is a conversation with Soti Grafanaki. Hi, Soti.
Hi, Serge.
So we're just fresh from the Focusing Oriented Therapy conference, which you helped organize. And the theme was about living the practice. How do you personally live the practice?
I live the practice in the way I teach and train students. I work for a graduate program in Canada. And there, as part of my way of living the practice, is to integrate it not only in formally teaching what is focusing, but also when I teach other courses that they are not related to focusing or concepts, I integrate a focusing-oriented way of approaching concepts. And I will give you an example. Let's say an important aspect of being a therapist is to be able to demonstrate empathy. Mm-hmm. For your client. And we have so much literature out there about what is empathy and descriptions and concepts. But before I give that to my students, I will always use the exercise, a focusing-oriented way for them to access what focusing means to them, have a personal definition of how they live and what does it mean, empathy, and how they experience in their body, and bring the qualities and go through the steps of focusing while they are looking all about empathy. And I have seen that this makes training so much more meaningful. Wonderful qualities come to life. And that's the way, one way of living the practice, not always expecting the traditional way of teaching the steps or asking people this, how to use it, but finding those doorways of helping them see the beauty of accessing their inner knowing through even when they don't know anything about focusing.
Yeah.
Officially. I also, of course, integrate it in, as part of a practicum. But for me, the most meaningful moments are those moments that is not called focusing, and yet you are working from a focusing place.
Yeah.
I use it for supervision in when my students are stuck in some place, or and this has been very meaningful in my connections. And I think recently the most meaningful way that actually I live the practice is introducing focusing to my family.
So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's something actually that has been a project in my mind for a while. And till I got, I decided I'm going to try it out. And it's 1 year now that I brought together my family with another family that we didn't know much. We were not friends, but we knew each other. And we start really having learning and focusing together.
Mm-hmm.
And
so did that other family, did anybody in that other family already know focusing?
Yes, one of the people there was one of my students that I have trained in focusing. Mm-hmm. And so he brought his wife and his granddaughter. And I brought my husband and my daughter. So the six of us, we start experimenting in what we call family circle.
Mm-hmm.
So this family circle became something that may help me witness the beauty of bringing focusing to our loved ones. We spend lots of time teaching and offering to the world the focusing, and sometimes we forget mm-hmm. the people close to our heart. And when you bring another family together, it becomes easier to convince your family to sit. You know, like if I go home and I say to my daughter or my husband, they will say, oh, forget about it. But when you have another family coming there, or families, then it becomes also a community of people getting together and doing something and learning something together. And there is lots of magic. Mm. And my God, bringing children into the process brings so much freshness.
Yeah.
That I have been amazed. I have learned so much from my daughter and from the other little girl about focusing, that I have been amazed about the power of introducing this to young people, because they can see it in a very fresh way.
Mm-hmm,
and they can bring new ways of understanding what is a felt sense and what's clearing the space and the handle. They are amazing. So this is a project that I really like to nurture.
So two families together.
Yeah.
Or three. But what happens, you know, do you want to describe what happens when you get together? I mean,
the challenge is to find time. Families are very busy. So the challenge is to find time to fix a date, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we decide that, okay, we fixed our date, we find the time, and we visit each other's home alternate times.
Okay.
But when they come to my house or when I go to their house, there is a little expectation that we will have some snacks, we'll have some drinks. So there is this a few minutes of really warming up to each other, because remember, we are not friends. We are just I know only one person out of that family.
So there's like a little breaking the ice.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So we are breaking the ice, and then we are start introducing something of why we find, like, what we are going to do together. And usually we introduced it with lots of love and introduced the things that we focusing has offered to our life so far to help us, you know, with various issues. And we invite really the other members there if they would like to experiment with us.
So maybe just give an example of the kinds of things that you would share as a way of inviting.
Pretty much we do what you do when you train people.
Okay.
But we try to adjust it into the level that these people know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we try, so you can start by saying, oh, how do you feel about being here and being together, and notice how you're, we will ground with attune people the same way, feel the support in your chair, feel this, da, da, da. So we do similar things, but when you have mixed gen, when you have younger kids and older people in my groups now, there are three generations.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be mindful of the jargon you use in order not to lose the young ones. So we adjust to their level in terms of telling them of how we describe that. But pretty much we follow similar kind of steps. When you teach somebody that doesn't know about it, we will do little exercises for them to have a sense there of things they like and how they feel in their body, of their favorite place and how does it feel in their body. And the adults, they can talk about it, and the kids can draw or talk about it. So it's lots of energy generated.
So for instance, for your daughter, when she's there, does she take it as something that's a game or like a learning opportunity, something that's like learning or a mixture?
She's taking us a learning.
Yeah.
And she enjoys the community. She enjoys the connection with people. And both of the kids, they have explicitly expressed how much different. My daughter told me the other day, Mom, it's how much different is that? It's the first time that I am with adults and I have a voice in a sense. Because usually the adults, you get together and you start talking about your adult stuff. And then we are there, but we are not there.
Mm.
But in this, everybody is there and everybody is equal in being there. And he says to me, I love that.
Mm.
And it's so empowering to feel that. And it's, you feel a different sense of connection, and it's almost giving a new language to communicate. And I feel, for me, it helps me, because sometimes my family life becomes challenging in terms of having some conflict, some argument. And earlier on, I knew how to use focusing, but it was hard because they didn't.
Right.
But now, when we go down the wrong path, I say to them, can we please time out? Can we please talk from that place rather than fighting and accusing each other? And it works much better.
So maybe do you want to give an example of that?
There are moments that we might disagree about something with my husband, and we can go down the path of blaming. But I told you so, and you didn't do so, and da 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 da. And I sense in my body that we are going down a path that we both end up feeling, I don't know, resentful or angry. But now I have one more thing I can say You remember what we were discussing last time? You talk from that place so you can be my focusing partner of me expressing.
Mm-hmm.
But in that process of family circle, for me has become very extremely important to integrate interactive focusing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because with interactive focusing and with this double empathic moment, you allow the other person to be expressing his or her own position.
Right.
Sometimes in focusing exchanges, although the interaction is there, you have this one-way kind of thing that you don't know really what happens. But there we speak about intimate relationships, and what you have just said or done has really affected me. So it will not be fair to me if I only listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no a way of how to respond to that. So in our meetings, the interactive focusing component is introduced at a later stage in order to allow people to find ways to have the space to...
Yeah.
To interact.
I want to just kind of position this, because we were talking about the family focusing with kids, and for a moment mm-hmm. we're shifting a little bit and talking about between adults, you and your husband, when you have an argument. And what you're saying about that is just first you kind of noticed you have that felt sense of, oh, you know, that it's going down the wrong path.
Exactly.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And when you notice that, then you have a possibility of redirecting it, and you just decide to do something that's more of that interactive focusing.
Yeah, and inviting.
Yeah.
Inviting to do that.
And you said something that was very nice when you were saying it, is that the two of you can be focusing partners about the conflict instead of being on the
yes.
different sides of the conflict. So there's like already a change in that.
And the same is for my daughter. Sometimes she comes from school and she's upset about something. And she has her little box that she can clear her space.
Mm-hmm.
And she has ways now to do things to make space and find her all fine place.
Mm-hmm.
And or we can engage in an interaction together that I can tell her to, okay, so what's going on and look and how does it feel? So it will sound very weird if I do that without her knowing what am I doing. Sometimes the language of focusing becomes a little bit hard.
Yeah.
If you have never heard about it.
Yeah.
And so now they have a little language and it becomes easier.
Mm-hmm.
For us to interact in that level. And it doesn't mean that it is that we do it, especially useful when things are difficult.
Mm-hmm.
When things are easy, life is flowing freely. It's
right.
When life is stuck that I have found that it helps move things forward.
So that's an investment for those difficult moments. You have the,
yeah.
like the creating the language and the,
yeah.
the way, the tools.
And also creating a sense of community
mm-hmm.
with other people.
Mm-hmm.
I find it is very empowering to have other people that you start connecting in that level. So you create a community of care, a community of caring people that they are willing to listen to you. Other families, other
mm-hmm,
family
mm-hmm.
members.
So maybe let's come back to the what happens in the community. So you're talking about, you know, that first, you know, it's a getting together, just like any getting together with people you kind of know but not know very well. So you break the ice, and then, you know, there's that more something that becomes a little bit
mm-hmm.
more like a regular
yeah.
Training focusing where
yeah.
you just help people center and connect and
learn
know,
something.
Learn.
In every session, learn something little.
Okay.
A step. But the thing is, we meet together, but there is this clear awareness that we are going to meet for the purpose of experimenting with this.
Okay.
We are not going to meet just to drink and eat and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So people come with the intention.
Okay.
To be there in a different way with each other.
And also, you use the word, again, I want to use, you know, underline, experimenting with this.
Yes.
So it's not like, in a way, just teaching.
Yes.
But there's a part that there's, you know, the experiment. Is that,
Yes.
Yeah.
And the experiment is there, and it's not only the experiment, it's the fact that you have the freedom not to continue with that.
Mm-hmm.
To make it something different.
Okay.
So it's about... People come and they experiment, and if they like it, continue.
Mm-hmm.
And they do like it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, It's that thing, let's get together. We have learned about this new this thing and has helped us so much with this and this. So let's try something together and see how you find it and if you like it and if you want more of this and how did it make you feel working in that way. So that's the thing that makes it very close to my heart and makes it feel so special to me. And so
do you want to just sit for a moment and see what's happening? Is obviously you look moved. Is something happening? Do you want to just check in?
I moved because I feel that sometimes bringing focusing into the world, it is about bringing it to our own world first. And I have seen the transformation. That I feel very committed to the process of bringing it to younger people. Mm-hmm. Somehow I experience that kids are more open. And having children or younger people brought into the process makes older people less resistant to try it, less resistant. And there is some beauty in that. Some energy that for me it's very, very important there.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy witnessing that. I have been amazed by the art that has been produced, by the wisdom of these little kids, by the definition of what is focusing and how they experience in their own life, and I'm learning.
So something that happens is it's a different relationship with your kids, you know, one in which they get involved and communicate in the world of adults, and that some things come out where you discover something new about your kids and the way they express themselves.
Mm-hmm. And also it's a new way of communicating with other families, with other people, because you communicate in a different depth. When you meet with those people, it's not about let's spend some time. And sometimes you go to events and you have a few drinks and you eat, but you leave that space and feeling empty. That I didn't get anything. But it's about meeting with that kind of intention of really meeting the other person and having an encounter and connecting in a different kind of way rather than talking and not feeling and sensing. And I feel that's what creates a much stronger community. And for me, that I don't have much family where I live, it creates a sense of connection, it creates a sense of belonging, and I think makes the world a better place in some way.
So in a way it's turning friends, acquaintances, into something that's deeper and like family. And what I'm hearing also is that it's something that feels nice about, you don't just to have people who are trained focusers to do that.
No.
But there's something about bringing it and having that kind of depth of communication with people who are close to you.
And this brings a different dimension there, because you are very involved in the process. And you are emotionally attached to those people, and it's so beautiful to witness it. So that's definitely a project that it is a project very close to my heart of living the practice and of bringing this to other friends and to other families and creating that circle of connection that goes beyond being pleasant. How are you? I'm fine. But look, really checking inwards and saying, how fine am I right now?
Okay.
So I feel that there is lots of potential.
So that really wanting to go deeper than just how are you, I'm fine.
Yes.
But I also want to put, you know, in a way for people who listen, that in this case, the example you mentioned, it's somebody, you haven't done it with a family where they don't know anything about it. There's another adult who was trained in focusing, so creating the bridge.
Yeah.
I assume it would be harder to just go with friends who know nothing about it and just start an evening and saying, we do that? Or have you?
That's the second level. Okay. I need to experiment. I needed my security blanket.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I was going there and I needed the troops to be with me, you know?
Yes.
So being two always makes it easier. When nothing works, I can go then and cry, oh, I thought it's going to work.
Yeah.
So there was this aspect of feeling supported,
mm-hmm.
and having another person in the room. And because this means that then we will share roles, so then I will participate deeper.
Yeah.
When he's doing a task, and then, so in a sense, we share the load. So it will be heavier, I think, and harder if you are the only one.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be an impossible task, especially if you have friends and family and people that they are open to adventure, you know, they are willing. And sometimes, you know, like we get together and we play games, board games and different. So it's like it can start as a night of, let's try something out.
Okay.
And then maybe that can evolve to something. Maybe I want more of this. So I will try that too. So it's a project in process.
Yes.
It's not a final product. It's like I opened the door, I got a glimpse, and it feels so inviting for me to continue and add on to that.
Yeah.
So, and I feel that that's one way of bringing it. It's starting small, starting close to home, starting with our friends or with our colleagues, with our students, because sometimes the opportunity to do a full blast training in focusing might not be possible.
Mm-hmm.
People might not have the time, might not have the interest. They might not even care to become certified or to know this. But I think that giving it in this way becomes a gift that somebody can take it along in his or her life and use it. And I try to give that little gift without necessarily saying, oh, level one, level two, level three. I say, what out of this process is very meaningful?
Mm-hmm.
That I feel that I will enrich the life of my daughter or of another human being by giving it. And how can I give it in a way that is gentle, is respectful, and allows people to decide whether they want more or less?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going back out of this conference, which was an amazing experience for me, of how little time it takes for people really to connect at a deeper level under the right conditions,
mm-hmm.
and with the right people. So I'm trying to create the right conditions in terms of people being able and open to that kind of experience, you know, to try it out. And I try to do that with my students. I have people that now they are trained with other trainers, but I will introduce it in my class. It's like putting seeds in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And although you might not always be there to see them growing into full-blown plants, it's very good to try at least put those seeds in the ground. So I like to do that
with
my family and other people around me.
Yeah.
So that's my...
Yeah.
The project.
Yeah. So
I really love.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So that sense of putting seeds in the ground,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's something that feels...
Mm-hmm.
Very, very moving about that.
Mm-hmm. You need to find the fertile ground.
Mm-hmm.
I will not introduce to all my friends. Some ground is not fertile.
Mm-hmm.
Or to all the people. So sometimes it's almost like as a gardener, you need to know.
Yeah.
And prepare the ground and choose carefully how you mix your families.
Mm-hmm.
And how you bring them together. And that helps it. So I like the idea of putting the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then the seed knows how to grow. It has that knowledge inside.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we never do any more focusing with that group, let's say we have done 5, 7 weeks or 8 weeks, whatever we have done has already been a gift.
Mm-hmm.
That will continue nourishing them. So I feel...
But, you know, in a way, when you say nourishing them,
mm-hmm.
it feels like there's one part you're not saying, which I hear, you know, implicit, is that it's also nourishing you. Because
extremely.
Yeah.
It nourishes me extremely because I witness and I learn. And I learn in a, how to say this word? You know, when you read in a book or you see a DVD, there's something static about it. But where you are in the experience of being immersed, it's like a miracle. So it's like I'm participating in a process that is like a miracle in the making. So it transforms me when I go after a session and I see my daughter's face glowing and say, oh, mom, that's such a, so much better than when we go for that dinner or this meeting or that meeting. Or when she's upset and she's able to go and do and work with her felt sense or clear the space or do this kind of things. So I feel, I don't know, it feels so special. And it feels special because it's done also with very special people. So it changes my world. And I would like really, I feel really hopeful that this is a little step, but it is a step that maybe it's worth experimenting with. You know, what is the worst that might happen? Oh, they might tell you they don't like it. Okay, fine, we can go to our old mode of communicating. So that's it, but, you know, it's empowering.
Yeah, it's empowering.
And... yeah, and it moves beyond the walls of that meeting, because when people we meet, but then between meetings, still we meet again. Each of us has a little task, a focusing oriented task for their week.
Like what?
So for the kids, sometimes I have different tasks than for the adults. But let's say the kids can paint, they can draw an outline of their body. And then they can trace different kinds of felt senses that they are happening during the week, the stronger ones. And how do they feel like and what is their handle? And then when we come as together, they show this. They show all these things and they share. They can have, when we have, let's say, empty the space, they can come with their little boxes, tissue boxes that they have decorated. You know, and they will come with the little cards that they have put inside about the things that they put aside. So this makes them mindful to follow the practice, not only when we meet and in the room, but between sessions in their everyday life, and do be mindful of how to apply these things outside of that circle, in their larger circle of their life. So that's a much... a different kind of empowerment, and I feel that's quite meaningful to give some little task or a little in quotes homework that will keep you committed to the process. You know?
And you mentioned these are tasks for the kids. Do the adults also have tasks?
Yes, and the adults, they have the option to do it in an artistic way, or they can write down things, you know, and what they notice. So when I give things, we will always start in our meeting of how did it go, and people will choose the one experience that was more meaningful to share and how maybe focusing has helped them deal differently and things like that. Like I have sessions that people will come back and say, it is amazing how differently I handle my situation at work. Because I didn't jump into the situation, I checked inwards what is going on for me right now before I go and I respond and react. Then when people come and they will write down and keep some notes of all these moments that they were able to implement some of this in their life and what they witnessed, then when they come and they share that, it's almost... how to say, a witness that, this thing helps my life. And it's a recognition that each member of that group can hear loud and clear. There are moments that they might say, oh, I was busy, but and I didn't maybe do for all the days, but I did for those days.
Okay.
So it's not about like creating one more task to make people distressed about this and adding more into the load is when and under what situations you remembered using it. And what did you notice happening the days that you did and the days that you failed to do it.
Right, right.
And there is a big difference in the way life is experienced when you remember to talk from that place and from your felt sense. And
it feels like very much what we started with, that sense of living the practice.
Yes, and living the practice and creating community. And you start. We start with a local community, the closest community to our heart, and we go upwards to the world, and that's beautiful.
Thanks, Sari. Very beautiful.
Thank you.
This is part of the Focusing Conversations series of the Focusing Institute, hosted by Serge Prangle. All contents are protected by copyright. You can find other such conversations on our website at focusing.org/conversations.